This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. If you've come across any presidential campaign commercials on TV, you may have noticed at the end of each spot, the candidate says, "I'm so-and-so and I approve this ad." Well, just because they approve, that doesn't mean it passes our scrutiny. Here to analyze Democratic candidate Senator John Kerry's new TV ads are Slate's Will Salatan and its editor Jacob Weisberg.
Will, John Kerry has two new biographical ads running. Let's listen to the first of them. It's called Lifetime.
In combat, he earned the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and three Purple Hearts. Then he came home determined to end that war. For more than 30 years, John Kerry has served America. As a tough prosecutor, he fought for victims' rights. In the Senate, he was a leader in the fight for health care for children. He joined with John McCain to find the truth about POWs and MIAs in Vietnam. He broke with his own party to support a balanced budget. Then in the 1990s, cast a decisive vote that created 20 million new jobs, a lifetime of service and strength.
Well, Will, what do you think? Is that an effective spot for Kerry?
I think it is, and it's because of the context in which this ad arrives. What's been going on in the campaign for months now is, as soon as Kerry became the clear nominee, the Republicans started going after him with ads attacking his record as a senator, saying he doesn't fight for things. He flip-flops, takes a position, and then abandons it. You can't trust him. What these ads do is they go back into Kerry's history to a time earlier in his life when he wasn't a politician, when he was a soldier, and was doing something that everyone regards as clearly brave. And the ads then try to extrapolate that bravery forward using these words about service and fighting, and to make you feel about Kerry the senator the way that you're supposed to feel about Kerry the soldier and Kerry the prosecutor, someone who was always serving, always fighting for what he believed in.
Well, there's a second ad called Hard, which is very similar but uses Kerry's own voice instead of that as a narrator.
I was born in Fitzsimmons Army Hospital in Colorado. My dad was serving in the Army Air Corps. Both of my parents taught me about public service. I enlisted because I believed in service to country. I thought it was important, if you had a lot of privileges as I had, to go to a great university like Yale, to give something back to your country.
Well, because these ads are supposed to introduce Kerry to a lot of people who haven't really paid much attention to him or to the campaign yet, I tried to listen to them and watch them through the eyes of someone who didn't have a lot of views about him already. And what I came away with was, Kerry was a guy whose father was in the Air Force. He grew up in Colorado, and he's a conservative senator. I can't even tell if he's a Republican or a Democrat. They're really kind of misleading in certain ways, don't you think?
You know, I think that's very true. It's a great observation. You know, there's something else really sneaky in this ad. When Kerry talks about how he served, he went to Yale and felt that he had to give back. I think it's a very clever dig. In fact, the word Yale appears in both ads, indicating to me that he's trying to draw a contrast with the other Yalie running for president, namely George W. Bush, who did not serve in the active military, although he did in the National Guard, and also the idea that John Kerry took the privilege of his Yale education and put it to use in public service as a prosecutor, as a senator, whereas George W. Bush spent his whole career up until very recently in the private sector trying to make money.
But Will, you talk about how ordinary people view these ads as opposed to how political reporters see them. Do you think most people watching this will pick up on that subtlety? That is, when Kerry says, "I went to Yale and felt I had to give something back to my country," that people will really think, gee, didn't Bush go to Yale too? And isn't that an interesting comparison? Will that really register?
Well, you know, I guess I would say that the Yale part of it won't register so much. The Yale part is more a protection of Kerry in the sense that, you know, the Bush campaign will portray Kerry, already is portraying Kerry, as an elitist, as a snob, somebody, you know, who's not like you, went to a Swiss boarding school, went to Yale, that sort of thing. And Kerry can sort of say, well, look, both of us went to Yale, but, you know, I didn't go off and try to exploit that for my own gain. The word serve, I think, is the more important thing, and that's really the thing Democrats are going to drive home. The chairman of the Democratic Party, Terry McAuliffe, has already fired a couple of shots across Bush's bow, talking about Bush being AWOL in Vietnam. I expect to see a lot more of that in the future.
Well, to me, the real question is what definition of John Kerry prevails. Bush has tried to portray him in ads we've already talked about very negatively, as you said, as an elitist, as a super liberal. Kerry in these ads tries to define himself in a very different way. We're just going to have to see which one prevails.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, it won't be up to us. It'll be up to the voters.
We'll be back again soon to discuss the air war. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Jake.
Campaign analysis from Slate's Jacob Weisberg and Will Salatin.